This is Tab Lesson 9, Book 2, Sunset. When you do an E chord, and if you play with 2, 3, and 4, you can now move that shape around. Like, let's move it to the... I know I'm digressing a little. Let's move it to the... like, the 6th fret, where the 2nd finger is on the 6th fret. Like, one more fret up. So one more fret up, the lowest note is on the 6th fret, yeah. Yeah. Let's move it to the 4th fret. And those are very pretty sounds. You can also move that up to the 12th fret, where the 1st finger, oh, I'm sorry, where the 13th fret, where the lowest note is on the 13th fret. You can strum that whole, it sounds good. Now, why does that sound good like an E chord? Because everything repeats at the 12th fret. So whatever is at frets 2 and 1 and 2, plus 12 is now at 13 and 14, and it's gonna sound fine. You can do that with any chord. It's a very cool thing. But now with this particular exercise, you have to put finger 1 down on the 6th string. And hence you're left with 12, 14, 14, 13, 0, 0. Precursor to bar chords. And that chord, you just kind of drag it around. You drag it to the 8th fret on the 2nd one. It sounds very pretty. So drag it to the 7th fret. So really you only have to look at the lowest number. And then 5th fret. And then 3rd. So it's kind of a lot easier than it looks. And then 2nd. Beautiful, and then 1, and then back to E. And then when I do E, I'm actually doing it with 2, 3, and 4. Now you see why, because it's movable. This is a precursor to bar chords. When you do actual bar chords, you'll take finger 1 and lay it down behind that, but that's a story for another day. So this exercise is very useful, besides just being a pretty exercise. So let's do that first bit again. And these are 2 per bar, so it'll sound like 2, 3, 4, like 2, 3, all the way down to 8. Yeah. And then 7. 2 and then 4. And then 3. And then 2. And then 1. And then 0. Cool. And the exercise itself is based off of that. When you see the tablature on line 2, it would be... you're just kind of picking through. And yeah, good. And then again. Alright, and then you bring it to 8. Good, and then 3rd line, you're back to 12. Good. And then 8. So the pattern changes slightly. Good, and then 7, pattern changes here. And then change the pattern again at 3. In a row that sound the same. Don't let that throw you. And then 2. Mm-hmm. try to go through this whole thing right now and give you a recording of it. Is that okay?